This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Buster Murdaugh, the son of Alec Murdaugh, of course, the disgraced attorney from South Carolina's Lowcountry. We all know his story. We've all watched his trial, and we all have heard and seen his horrible deeds that he did to many people. And of course, he's been convicted of murdering his wife and son, as well as many, many, many financial crimes, ruining many, many lives. Buster, he's been kind of part of the fallout of all of this in many documentary series put out by Netflix and Warner Media, portraying him as possibly being involved in the murder of Stephen Smith, without a whole lot of solid evidence there to truly connect the two. He's speaking out, and not just speaking out, filing suit against WarnerMedia, Netflix, and several others, including Gannett Newspapers, for their portrayal of him through all of this. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Are you surprised that it took him this long to do this?
I'm not surprised he's doing it. I am, I guess, a bit surprised it took this long, because that always did strike me as, kind of unethical that he was drawn into this just because of his father's terrible behavior, that they were making that big leap that he must have been involved in Stephen Smith's murder.
I mean, there's always been questions. There's been rumors. Even Stephen Smith's mother has publicly spoke out and said she believed that the Murdaughs were involved in some way, shape, or form in the death of her son. And it's easy to understand. You're angry. Your son was murdered. Yeah. And the community is saying, well, we think it might be those people over there. But investigations have been done, and nothing, as far as we know, has ever truly linked Buster to any of it other than pure speculation. With something like this, I know he wants to clear his name, and rightfully so. I don't know that the Murdaugh name's ever going to be synonymous with anything positive going forward, at least in his lifetime. Is this going to help him? Is this going to be a positive move, or does this kind of trudge everything back up? And could this backfire, not in a way where it's going to point evidence that he did this or anything of that nature, because that seems to be where a lot of people are going, but just in terms of awareness again, like it was kind of dying down, kind of time to, you know, maybe slip away. Is this the time to do this, if ever?
It probably will make him feel better to do it. And, yeah, you know, we don't know that he's going to ultimately be able to prove his case in court and come away with any kind of a judgment. But people usually do linger if they have a sense of that something has been unfair to them. They do linger on it. And so even if it's died down in the community, it's not died down in their mind. Mm-hmm. And so it may be something that he really feels he has to do that will feel better to him after he does it.
I'm wondering if there's a silver lining to all of this, where at the end of the day, he does get his name cleared legally in court, and some of these entities that have gone down that road and kind of viciously attacked him and portrayed him as that monster once that gets out. But I wonder if this will also possibly lead to more information into the actual death of Stephen Smith. Because it does bring it back to light again. It does bring it back to the forefront. I wonder if that will lead somewhere to maybe finding out who actually did kill him. I'm not saying it's Buster by any means, but truly the real killer.
Yeah, and that's really what we want to see happen. We want to see the right person charged in the crime and prosecuted.
And hopefully that leads to some sort of interesting development there. Do you think it was Alec who suggested this from behind bars? Or is this 100% a Buster move? Just pure speculation here.
Hard to say. I would love to know how Alec is spending his time behind bars. You know, if he's running a gambling, conglomerate or something. He's got activities going. He's the boss.
Anything is possible, and will probably be the subject of a new series sometime soon.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.